is expressed through the violent hieroglyphs of sound and motion. A scream is a shoulder, the profile of life. Raised are our instruments, sonic necks, lubricants of aggression and flesh. Notes pierce the body round, wounds are cherished, blessed and bound by boys. The electric guitar replacing the machine gun. Notes pierce the body round, wounds are cherished, blessed and bound by boys posed before the spinal region of the Parthenon. Holy Terra's naked glove spraying random verbs of love and war on shining columns. We embody the ancient frieze. We are art rat, filthy pups. We breed action, words we use up, grind into powder, volumes of mud and sand, stifled as power, death and breath, the elective irritant tickling iris, orifice, the smooth throat, our companions and our components of charm, all that we gain, the awakening grain, the necessary agent for transmitting the wave crashing through the shackled gate. Only the thumb of the Father can undo the great lock or raise the high tree. With weapons akimbo, we seek said finger. We track the bolt housing all fate. We ritualize motion. We gesticulate. We offer our arms wound in rags. We offer our eyes pearls before sun. Only the Father can remove the particle, drape us in linen, soften our necks. Some of us serve as crusaders, and some of us as flies squashed against a fence. We live a Spartan existence. When we were seven, the military swept us away like merchants of Venus, knighted us, implanted our instruments of battle and babble. What is art rat? Self-crucifixion. High on the hills are the camps, high tribes, 14 stations, and beyond the rock, a dream of sound, beyond the throat of man, a violent claw stretching and scoping, this extended organ of God. The tower is the symbol of penetration. There is no actual structure save the image of two parallel lines proceeding to point, vanishing hands in prayer, forming, reforming, and feeling the finger. Do you believe in God? He is my trainer. I was trained to run toward a ribbon of tension. Attention. I was trained to run and the run line and to face and feed the front, to offer the hoof and tongue. On the cots are prostrate soldiers. They scream and there's no sound, and they're groping the sky and writhing and pulling the rims of their ears like horns. There was too much traffic, there was too much pain, and I couldn't plug in anywhere, so I hid my amp in the bushes and I threw my guitar over my shoulder. It weighs less than a machine gun and it never runs out of ammunition. I rejoined my command and we crawled through the dunes and we slid through the hot mounds like coins and like grains, and they were poking our silk camouflage and they acted as irritants, arousing our flesh. Words we use up, only four remain, attached with the asymmetrical luck of a clover. Sound is the final analysis of an equation involving X and intuition. Sound is the healing worm injected in the underbelly, the tongue of love. Communication with heaven is here, man, is here. The penetration, the eye of butter, sun butter, which we dread and spread on our hair. We grease and wage war with fat Roman cats. We fall on our knees, we jack our strats. Rings radiate eardrum, distended skin trumpet. Your opiate is the air you breathe and the way you manipulate your particles of charm. Here I am, empty warrior. Here I am, stripped of ribbons, of honor, of rhythm. Here I am, utterly bruised by finger. Here I am, a broken figure of speech. Here I am, reeling and like a small fish returned. Here in formation is taps in the field. Sands are littered with monuments, with guitar necks like bayonets, testaments of truce and debt and sweat. I raise my guitar to the sky. I hold it in pawn with my two hands. I kneel and return to the note of service. The scream it makes is so high-pitched that nobody hears save the serrated herd of sound. Nobody hears save the clowns of heaven guiding the fold and granting in wisdom the kingdom of bliss. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Me, I just laugh. I reel from my amp. The bomb is finished. The bush is in flames. And I couldn't care less. I'm in a hurry. I'm not in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. I don't plug in. I'm at the finish. I'm finishing. I step up to the microphone and I have no fear.
Yeah.
merely sit on my wall, stood there watching the train coming in. It was snowing. The train was almost obscured by the fury of nature, white, and the light was magnified by the fallen snow, and the sun was not yellow but white itself. Everything was brightness magnified, multiplied. I was stupefied watching this very pastoral scene. The lambs and the goats white themselves frolicked in the snow, and I had a memory of Blind Lemon Jefferson walking in the Chicago night in the middle of a snowstorm under the moon. The moon was as white as the sun that I was seeing. Blind Jefferson didn't seem to care whether there was white light or no light at all. It was all the same to him. Everything was like heaven. And he trudged through the snow, and his heart suddenly was so filled, so set to burst, that it produced light through his veins and behind his blind lids. And for one moment, he saw it all. His whole life lit by the angels. Fell in the snow, and his mind took a walk, stone by stone, to the sun.
Yeah.
too. Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
She is the essence of me. She will never take more thee. Concentrating on she. Well, here you go, and there's another way. But I'm being so ceaselessly until I lose my. Century.
It falls from of thy blood in the stone of thy ghost. We are the tears that fall from your eyes. Pour out thy word and cry out thy cry.
You know, you've heard of the silver bullet. This is the silver bobby pin. As seen on the cover of Easter.
Of our young girl. was walking with her father in a small village. Far off Pakistan, and her father in the political heart bequeathed some blood to his daughter. She watched him proudly shook the hands of the young girl Gandhi, and she saw her life made for her. She went to
and she died, and others have come, and others will die.
should be not follow. Wander and go where chestnut leaves fall. Where have I gone?
Thank you.
gonna do a little song in the spirit of the season. So well, there are so many there's so much war, so many people dying, so many people fighting one another in the name of religion, and in the end, all of it often taking aside the beauty or the art and the prayer. What they're fighting over is rules, regulations, power, man-made things. And really, to me, religion, no religion, the sweetest message you can find in the New Testament is simply to love one another. Thank you. go to the temple tonight. Oh no, I don't think so, no. Do not go to the palace with me, Maria. Oh no, I don't believe so, no. See, when they offer me a book of gold, I know soon still the platinum's coming. Like the inside of the brain of anyone man, and he beckons his finger to a me. I'm in another dimension. I'm in another dimension. I'm in another dimension. Have ever seen. I'm using a capo. Actually, because there's people from Guitar Player Magazine here tonight. I just thought I would, like, you know, dress up the action. Demented you sound. No, I'm just joking. But I will tell you a little story. Do you want to know a little story about I mean, I'm not going to sing it because I don't feel like it, but I will tell you a little story about this. One day, I was in the 70s, and this guy, Nick Tosches, the writer, great writer, he came up to me and he said, Patty Lee, I had this weird dream. I had this dream that you were in a stadium and there was, like, you know, 100,000 people there, and people were all saying, play Distant Fingers. Play Distant Fingers. Excuse me. So I figured I'd better write the song just in case it happened. So I did, and I'm just really sorry you sort of don't equal a stadium. That was just an anti-individual statement. I do this song, but just now I feel guilty because I'm not doing it. All right, I'll do a minute, I'll do 45 seconds. Do the part. All my opinions. Okay. When well, that's why I'm not doing it. was just passing. Secret garden in the blossoms found. It dropped like candy. When he was a boy, he was afraid of the dark. His mother would come in and sit and pray at his feet. She'd bring a lamp and sit and pray and fast, and he would sleep and he would dream. Dancing in a ring, dressed in white leather, with flowers in their hand. He was whispering into his God's ear, let children be so. Because was trespassing. The sacred garden and the blossoms fell. Dropped like candy, the people cried, Gandhi, Gandhi. It's really funny, I keep getting these letters from people that say, Patty, join our company, we will make you millions with our merchandising techniques. Why should I want to make millions with their techniques when we can make hundreds with our own? Anyway, I just want to tell you something about one of our shirts. Well, we got the, did you see that shirt? It's got like Art Rad on it. Is this it? Yeah. I have to, this shirt has a really great personal significance. The actual design of the shirt was made by my brother Todd. And my brother loved his t-shirt so much that when he passed away in 1994, we buried him in his Art Rat t-shirt. And that'll sell shirts, won't it? Sorry. Anyway, 2008 is the year of the rat, and we decided that we are going to revive this t-shirt. So our drummer, J.D. Daugherty, had these t-shirts made, and they are such collector's items that they do say January 29th, 30th, and 31st. So, but I want to tell you something about this. Our drummer felt very bad about this, but I promised him that I would be able to solve this, and this is how I've decided to solve this, by telling you a little story. Not the story I've just told you, a new story. The great artist Jean Dubuffet did a big painting once with encaustics using wax, and he sold it to this guy, and this French guy puts it over a radiator. So of course the guy comes back from, you know, a cocktail party, and he looks at his painting horrified because it's melting. So he moves it and it's all melted, and he calls up Jean Dubuffet and says, you know, like, aujourd'hui or something. Sacre bleu. So he's really upset. He's really upset, and he calls, he's like pissed, upset, really upset because he paid a lot of money for the painting. So Jean Dubuffet comes over his house and he looks at the painting for about an hour and doesn't say anything. And finally he says, do you have a piece of paper? Only he says, papier, s'il vous plaît. And he gets a piece of paper and he writes an amount of money on it and gives it to the guy. And the guy said, what's this? And Jean Dubuffet says, your bill, it's worth even more now. So So I was thinking of doubling the price. Sort of like a postage stamp where, you know, it's printed upside down and everybody goes, shit, the postage stamp's printed upside down, and 20 years later it's worth $4 million. Anyway, that's a little merchandising tale of woe. And here's a little song written by J. D. Doherty. Build this candy-ass pink flamingo colored 40 story tower in my neighborhood in total lack of sensitivity of the aesthetic decency of the area, because he felt that my neighborhood, Soho, needed a new level of luxury. That's what we need in New York City. We don't need artists, poets. We don't need struggling musicians. We don't need new life. We don't need people coming in from all over the world to develop ideas. What we need is a new fucking level of luxury. We need more boutiques, and we need more fucking stores, and we need more fashion, and we need all of it. We need more Washington Square. We need to cut the fucking trees down.
Now
welcome. Thank you. One day when we were in the old days when we had a practice room before they sold all the practice rooms for condominiums and art galleries, I was looking out the window and it was snowing, and I was thinking about my brother, and I was also thinking about this young girl, Rachel Corey, who's 21 and went to the Gaza Strip on a peacekeeping mission, and she was trying to keep the Israeli caterpillar things, bulldozers, from bulldozing a doctor's house, and it ran over her and another boy, killed them. Thinking about her parents. So Tony was playing some music and we just made up this little song. And thank you. I need a lot of props for this. I think my capo days are numbered. What shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand, what dread feet, what the hammer, what the chain, in what furnace was the brain, what the anvil and death grasp? Does its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears. see. Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night. What a mortal hand or eye does frame thy fearful symmetry.
For you.
is thank my mom and dad for having me. So thank you.
Yeah.
Change what we can, speak out, but we're still gonna fucking live, be happy, and be able to pursue what we want to pursue. So, 2008, the year of the rat, we are the rats.